Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kizzy Kizzy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Tequil. You and Ront both, after fighting after this rod that you had found, begin to hear something. You hear a very small...
Hello?
Can you hear me? Only Tequil and Ront hear this.
What?
It's me. That? It's me down here. Hi. And it is coming from the small mushroom-esque creature.
Can you please tell your friends to just breathe in a little bit so I can talk to everybody? There's a lot of people here.
I look to Ront.
Ront is just confused. He's not saying a word. You literally see a drop of drool come down his tusk.
Damn. You're a lot of help. Thank you, Ront.
I have a quick question, Hulk.
Yeah.
Where Ruin's been in the wilds her whole life, would she know what a myconid is?
I would say make a history check. Not a high DC.
Agreed at this. Okay.
Not a high DC.
Roll well. Okay. 12.
Yeah, with a 12, I would say you've seen one or two walking around the forest. You've even possibly attempted to communicate with one. And you do know that they have these red-like spores that they produce to establish a connection between everyone.
Okay, I will pull down whatever I was covering my face with, breathe in, and kind of look around at the others who've covered their faces and just nod. In undercommon, for the gentleman next to me, it's okay. He's just trying to talk to us. And then I will repeat the phrase in common.
Yeah, I'm a insight her. I feel like that's a good thing to insight.
Very well.
I'll nudge. Sorry, Brim, what's your character's name, Millette?
That is a 25.
She is telling the truth. It is okay.
Kind of shrugs. Well, if I'm going to die... Yeah.
Khazad was not even remotely concerned. He's like, oh, if I'm going to die, this is probably better than what the powers that be will do to me. So he was just kind of sitting there waiting for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ivan Flaffle, will breathe in.
Do you and...
Flaffle has acknowledged anything that's going on. He has long since breathed it in. He is still just talking Champer's ear off.
Merlette will not. Did people explain this to him, or?
I would have nudged Merlette.
I said that out loud in common.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then he will reluctantly breathe it in.
Very well. As you guys breathe deep, you start to hear.
Oh, okay, good. All right, yeah, perfect. Hi, My name is Stool. I'm a very long way from home. I want to go home.
You and what was his name? Not me.
Stool.
Stool. Okay.
Mama said not to do the drugs, and I had to just breathe in the mist because they said it was okay.
Oh, no, no, I'm sorry, so it won't hurt you.
That's I called peer pressure, creature. Buddy. It's called it peer pressure.
Yeah. At this point, you hear...
not hallucinating. He's a sentient creature, and he's actually talking to you.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
still did ask us to huff his spores.
That's how they talk. They don't have mouths. They're mushrooms.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not questioning it. I've seen Stranger in the Fae Wilds. I'm just saying.
Stool, you know, was it?
Usually people don't fart, and I can understand them.
Yeah, yeah. My name's Stool.
Where is home?
The grove. It's far from here, I think. But it's a lot of me, but bigger. And
do you have any way to contact the bigger yous?
He kind of like shakes a little. That's about how we contact each other. Okay. But you have to be close to me. I'm sorry.
Wait. I have a very important question to ask you.
Oh, okay.
If I were to take a chunk of you off and eat it, would that grow back?
Just silence for a second.
The fuck?
I can ensure that it will grow
Remember,
back.
We wait 10 minutes before we ask people questions. We talked about this.
Endless possibilities.
Don't worry, if he takes a bite out of you, I'll make sure it regrows.
It can be done.
No, it should.
It shouldn't be done.
No, if that would hurt, though, why would you want to hurt Stool?
Most things that shouldn't be done are the things that change the world.
I mean, hey, buddy, if you want to take a bite out of the next guard that walks in here, go for it.
I tried.
I tried. I can't they promise have very that firm I'm strong grips. Enough to help you, but I can try to help you.
With our powers combined, we can take a lot of bites out of those guards.
Or I can at least make it to where you can keep trying.
You get a very, like, distinct scoff from Sereth, who now everybody hears telepathically. Oh, Lord, please... Please attempt this. I'm dying for some kind of entertainment.
I vote to use him as a shield.
Leffel has just realized he is in here.
What are you doing in here? You're one of them.
I'm gonna point out there's three more of us.
My god, they're everywhere.
I'm also a drow. Buddy, do you need glasses?
And I just kind of reach over and pat him on the back of the shoulder and just kind of wave.
I grab Shamper, kind of pull him aside. We need to figure out how to get out of here and away from them. They can't be trusted.
Don't know that.
I do.
I will have you know that I resemble that remark.
I would agree, you do resemble a drow.
Anyway, Stool, do you have any idea of how to get out of here? Can your spores find a location of weak point or something? Do you have any special little powers that we could use?
Yeah, I just did.
Okay, yeah, you can talk to us. That's great.
Well, everybody can talk to everybody now.
And at the point, you see this big hulking figure almost step over Ivan, and you hear, "Excuse me, gentlemen and ladies and everyone. I am Prince Derendel. I am here to, now that you can understand me, I am here to guide us out of here.
You are the ugliest prince I have ever seen."
Oh, God.
Why? The end's my thought.
Like, like Champro said, 10 minutes. 10 minutes before speaking, buddy.
It was only for questions.
Concept created so we can understand when time the sun comes up.
It should definitely be expanded.
It won't work, but we'll try. Sorry, Prince Darendil, as it was. Please continue.
Very well. I say we have a strapping group here, and I believe we can get out of here. As long as you decide to come with me to my kingdom. Yes. Somewhere far away.
Your kingdom.
Yeah, I don't feel like being...
You want an insight on him?
Run an insight?
Yeah. Join that party.
Insight, though.
18. I got an 18.
It's 12.
Got an 18.
Swear to God,
five.
That's the only number I roll tonight.
I now see I why, Matt, you're 18. In the predicament you're in.
Cool. No, I was gonna say, I was wondering if I could do like a perception check to see if he had anything, you know, antsy about him. But like, I figured that's just insight to like judge his mannerisms.
Yeah, you know? You can roll insight too if you like.
I did. Got a 17.
Okay. So yeah, the 12 and above. No, he is not lying. He is a prince of a kingdom.
Why do you want us to go with you?
Well, I need help, you see. My crown was usurped by the evil wizard Terastor, who trapped me in this form and took my kingdom from me.
Oh, so this isn't what you're supposed to look like?
No. I am a dashing elf.
Looks fast to ruin. Hey, I don't know your name. Hey, maybe a quick kiss will put him back, like that one weird toad story.
I had something to stab you with. I'd stab you with it.
I love that toad story. Good one.
It is actually a good one, yeah.
Look,
yeah.
I'm kind of a no-gods and no-kings sort of fellow, but, I mean, if it keeps me from getting executed, fuck it, why not?
Okay, so Mr. Prince, what's your grand plan to get out of here?
Well, you see, I leave that to the more high-minded of those of us.
So let me tell you my plan.
Okay.
No. Jimjaw, could you come here, please?
I am.
And you see,
I resemble Jimjaw. That remark.
Why are we all resembling Marks?
I am.
That is a good question.
I don't resemble
Mark's a cool
anything.
Guy.
I will love to hear your plan later, little kobold. Sounds
Thank
interesting.
Thank you. Even though I don't trust you.
That's fine. I don't trust me either.
You're what I call cannon fodder.
I can heal.
You're what I call useful cannon fodder.
Mm-hmm. There we go. That's better.
See, we...
Wait, what does that make me?
I don't know yet.
I would say cannon fodder with little cannon fodder. And lunch.
You leave Grim out of this.
Can I pet your pet?
Sure.
Then that makes you even more useful.
Please make an animal handling check.
Hey, Stool, will you like to be my
me
pet?
Me or him?
I would say, Flaffle, roll animal handling.
I did.
If you could roll a, just a D100 for me. What was your animal handling check?
18.
This was an 18.
Okay.
The D100 is a 73.
Okay. I would say that you do see a little worry, but other than that, Grim is seeing some sort of comfort in Flaffle's approach.
Oh, ha, ha. You're a little sweetie. Okay, you're fine.
I would say Grim would kind of flap his wings and kind of
above table, I will remind you, he does speak two languages.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly feel like I'm in a competition with this woman. Stool, would you like to be my pet? I feel like I need one to survive longer.
Please, can I?
No.
100%. I'll ride on your shoulder.
100%. See, little kobold, I have a pet too. Am I useful now?
Can I eat him?
No.
Up for debate.
Still worth it. Come here, stool.
Okay.
I won't let you eat my pet, but I will hunt for you.
Oh, I would never eat that pet. That pet's cute. That is a mushroom. A mushroom.
How would you like Grim to sound?
Australian accent.
Yes. One of us has to have an Australian accent.
Yeah, I would say I'll let you handle Grim as you will.
Oh, Lord. I can't do voices. I can do accents. That's about it.
He flipped it. We need someone that can do a
really
hard
good Australian accent. Well, looks at Bramble.
Sure, I just don't have any context.
I'm an actor, not some kind of, like, basic voice actor.
Nah, Grim's not comfortable enough to speak yet.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay. So, Jim Jar kind of approaches and says, oh, well, seems we've gotten kind of eyes Teakle and Merlette up and down.
Ah, I see we have some men of fine tastes here.
Why, thank you. He'll straighten up a little bit. Merlette will be like, glad that blushes. People can recognize quality.
Just wave them off. Oh, I bet. Stop. I bet you 10 gold. Right here.
Huh?
That Darendale will make it out of here.
It just kind of looks over at Darendale smiling.
Like that he won't make it out of here?
He will not.
Oh, I agree. I don't think he's going to make it very far at all.
Well, that's not very nice of you. I watch your tone.
Are
you offering us? You offering us 10 gold to get him out of here safely? Is that what I hear? That's what it sounds like to me.
All I'm doing
sounds
is simply
like a solid investment.
A wager. All right. So what's your plan?
You get my guy over here a nice little metal, what do you need, a needle, a stick, something to, you know.
I need
get through those locks.
Yeah, I just need a piece of metal. It'll indicate like a little bit bigger than a needle, and one that's a fairly wide chunk just for turning the lock.
And I tried to get the stick off a rod, but you know, he didn't want to share.
Here,
you gave it to me.
I know.
He gave it to you?
I needed to borrow it for 5 seconds, big guy.
You could have asked.
I got scared. There was spores coming at me. I didn't know what was going on.
Fake death trick yet?
Make a persuasion check.
Ivan's going to look at Stool as he's helping him up on his shoulders.
Aww.
Do you have
13.
Do you have any ability of like acidic? I know some myconids do acidic things. Are you one of those?
No, but I ran into a wall one time and other people felt it.
Other people felt it.
Very nice.
Oh, no. The hunter felt it. to hunt out of my circle.
Oh, Ivan looks a little sad. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to have you as my pet for very long. All right, well,
cool. Just keep me safe.
Yeah, I'll do my best, yep. It's the first time anybody's ever asked me to do that.
I can keep him safe.
Ha, nobody.
I stay here with you. You're nice.
At this point, Sarah just kind of chuckles again.
I am going to come up to Ront. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
And be like,
order 13, hey, by the way.
I figure you're a man of fine taste. He'll undo his tie. He's like, you want to see a trick? And he'll take the tie, and at the same time, he gives like a quick nod to Tickle. And then he'll start doing like shoving the tie into his hand, a trick where he'll open his hand and it's gone.
Okay, make a performance check for me, please.
All right. A 7.
Brim is stuck again.
Oh no.
Alright. Let me roll real quick.
Hold on. Let me.
Oh. You just see him.
Oh. How you do that? Oh,
God. Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and try to get the rod again.
Okay.
He can do that with advantage now, right?
Yes, he can. Sleight of hand with advantage, please.
Fifteen.
Yeah. With ease, Ront goes into this almost catatonic state just trying to figure things out, and you just whoop, pick it right out of his pocket.
I'll finish off this trick by pulling it straight out of his ear.
Oh, are you doing that? He's the real magician.
I, it's your ear. It's magical. You have magical ears.
I have magic ears.
Yes, you have magic ears. It's incredible.
You.
So,
you are so nice.
What's that?
I was just gonna. I don't think anyone's done this yet. Can I go look at the bars that's holding us in?
Yeah, you may.
Like, is this metal, wood?
It is.
Gonna do.
Yeah, you both can do it. Make an investigation check for me.
Jesus Christ!
Not great at this. Oh, nice. 19.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, it is a solid, almost steel, which is a little odd because y'all are in the Underdark, but it's solid steel. It's a solid door.
Hey, Hulk.
Are there any bars on it anywhere?
Yeah, the whole thing is our bars, basically. What's up?
Ivan would kind of wonder why nobody's done magic yet. And, kind of makes him suspicious.
And he would have saw me try to ritual cast.
I don't think I was in here yet.
And he wasn't. He was not.
Oh, shoot.
So he's kind of, like, gonna ask around, and then after... depending on what he finds out, he's gonna see if he could find a source of the anti-magic. Okay. But Ivan kind of looks around to the two obvious mages. Have either of you not tried to cast magic yet? Like, just to blow the door down?
Sarah speaks up.
Oh, great.
If you're looking for
There is no point.
No point there is casting magic?
There is an anti-magic barrier upon the cell. And on top of that, it is... Well, it was cast by Lady Bonray herself.
Normally, there needs to be some kind of link to magic. Can I look around to see if I could spot a... perhaps a source of this spell?
Yeah, perception check.
Wish I suddenly was better at this.
I do have a question about the bars. How far apart are they spaced?
Probably a good 2 feet. No, I'm sorry. Like 6 inches.
6 inches? Realize,
yeah, they're like 6 inches apart.
Okay, not enough for a person to get through.
Correct.
But... what about a tiny monstrosity?
I got a 15. Just letting you know.
All right. As you begin to think about that, and as you kind of look around, you do see this door.
I'm looking directly at Grim. And yeah. Between him and this door.
So, let me unveil... this.
Yeah, for some reason I... oh, now I can move again.
So, as you're looking out there, you do see what looks to be a stalactite. And you do see what looks to be windows in said stalactite. And you can see a purplish aura, which is common for around here. Kind of acts as a torch light, basically. But you do see movement in there. But as far as Grim could fit through there. You are looking around, Ivan, for this semblance of a spell being cast, and you are unable to find one, unfortunately. It seems as if it would be hidden very well.
I'm going to bring this to the attention to everybody that the person in here that would know where, like, Ivan's just going to kind of look and go, I can't quite figure out how this spell is being maintained. Looks to the former guard. Where is it?
He just points up. It is above the ceiling.
All right, well, looks at what kind of group we have here to see if somebody could wreck the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Prince Darendel, use your massive girth to destroy the ceiling.
What?
Sir.
He's got a point.
I am not some brute.
You are right now?
To just move him around.
Yeah, you
well,
kind of are.
I mean, yes.
Ron just goes, oh, you are. You're my size.
You're very big. Yeah.
Yes, no, this is right. Prince or not, we are all prisoners right now, so...
yeah, you're a freak. Get to it.
Either okay, that's... don't back me up if right. It's too much.
All right, so with that statement, Darendel's eyes kind of gloss over. Oh. And he does charge... Flaffle.
Oh. Standing right in front of him.
Jump for his legs. I'm going to try to trip him.
I'm going to... he was going to try to interject. Everybody, let's relax. He didn't mean it. Come on, it's a kid. Come on, Prince Darendel, show some nobility.
I am an adult by Cobalt standards.
It's okay. Shh. Gotcha.
If he's still charging, let me know what I need to roll to try to grab his legs.
Okay. So, What I'm going to do is, with Shamper standing in the way, he is going to take two claw attacks.
Very well.
One at seeing you come in the way, one at you, and then one at Flaffle with disadvantage. So that is... And remember, you have no armor on whatsoever.
Very well.
It's 10 plus dex.
So that is a 12 to hit.
That does not hit.
Okay. Missing you, he goes in at the little kobold. That is a 13 to hit.
It hits.
Okay. God damn. You are going to take 9 slashing damage.
Yeah, Flappa don't look so good.
Ivan.
Yes?
I need you to try to make a... make an attack roll on Darendel, please.
Okay.
To go after his legs.
18.
18 hits. Alright, so you grab around his legs... And I'm assuming you are wanting to grapple.
Reduce that by 2 because I rolled my spell attack, not my unarmed attack. So it is 16.
Yep, that still hits.
Okay.
Yes, so he is, for all intents and purposes, grappled at this moment.
I'm going to yell out, somebody calm this prince down!
Ront will move over. Go ahead.
While this is going on, I'm going to scream out of the bars and try to grab the guard's attention.
Okay.
Help, help. We got a crazy person in here. He's attacking all of us. Help.
Very well. You do see movement start to happen there, but it will take a makeshift round or two for them to get down. Yep. Ront will move over. And attempt to hit him.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant at all, big guy. Please don't. Words, buddy, words.
That hits.
I'm gonna kind of walk up to everybody, like off to the side over here, and be like, the guards do appear to be on their way. If we are going to get a chance to escape, it's going to be now, so...
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm actually also still trying to stop this guy from killing the
Raffle.
If y'all want to keep it up for another few seconds and make it really, really convincing, that would be great, but please
not.
Don't...
It's very convincing because it's real.
I throw a thumbs up at Kazan and just sort of like nod, give him a little wink.
This is very real, everybody! Please help!
Over the shoulder! Shoulder, please!
I'll be like, get the pipe ready.
God damn it, why doesn't anybody help?
Can I scream towards Ron? Ron, don't kill him. He's got the money.
Let's kill him!
Don't kill him!
Don't kill him!
Can I?
He's an endangerment to us all!
Can I reach down and grab Flaffle by like the scruff of his neck and pick him up?
Yes, you can.
As soon as he tries to do that, I kind of put a firm hand on, be like,
"Don't do that."
No, I'm much broader to shoulder.
What?
Take me away from danger, tall person.
Okay, well, this thing just tried to attack you. I'm just trying to protect you.
I know. I appreciate that too.
He is going to go for, unless anybody else would like to do something, Jimjar does move up but can't get to him. Shushar sits down. Topsy and Turvy start yelling what sounds like cheers.
What's the per diem?
Yes.
It's just
can one of the many cries from Flaffle have been a draconic cry?
If you would like.
I would very much like.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So until the start of my next turn, me and my allies have advantage on attack rolls against the enemies that can hear me.
Ooh, I speak what you will. Draconic as well.
I do too.
I speak too.
So wait, just to be clear, no, am I now holding Flaffle by the scruff of his neck?
Yes, he's purring like a kitten.
Okay, cool.
As he bleeds.
Fantastic. So I'm going to kind of pull him away from the fighting into this open section over here, but I'm still like holding him.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting for the guards to come in.
Okay. I am not the strongest here. Why DM. Am I helping with the tackling?
Yes, bro.
What sizes are the creatures around me? Like the redhead and the baldy.
The redhead is medium sized. Bupido is small.
Okay, I will hide behind the redhead using my ability to hide behind creatures that are larger than me.
Okay. Make a stealth check, please.
I don't. All right. That is a 25.
Okay.
Nice.
Ruin, is there anything you would like to do?
I'm watching the door.
Okay.
And waiting.
There's this crying coming from Ivan. Somebody stop the two big people from killing each other!
I will walk up to Grant.
Ront.
Ront, sorry.
You good?
All right, big guy. Don't hurt him too bad. Just pull him off, all right? We still need the money.
Hey, my friend.
What?
Yeah! Get him!
He didn't mean nothing by it. He's just, look, Grant, and I whispered towards him, Grant, he's just trying to get the guards out here so we can get away. It's all part of the plan. Trust me, big guy. It's all part of the plan.
There was no plan. He tried to rip my arm off.
Perception check. Champer, is there anything you would like to do?
Yes. So we all saw, essentially, when Flaffle called him a freak, his eyes glazed over and then he charged, right?
Correct.
Can I see if I can, from my little wandering, gathering background, forest medicine check him and try to see if I can tell what's wrong with him, since there was such a change in demeanor.
Yeah.
17.
I would say with a 17, yes, you notice an almost beige aura cloud over his eyes. But he is not Darendel currently.
Okay. And he is pinned on the ground at the moment. Is that correct, or did I misunderstand?
No, he is currently turning to hit Ront with Ivan attached to his leg.
Okay.
Like a child. In that case,
Champra is going to try to help with the other leg and try to stomp one of his toes.
It's just like a two children attacking a full grown adult. That's what this is.
Alright, make an attack roll. Unarmed attack, please. Ruin. What was your perception check?
Oh. I did not make it, but it is a 23.
A 23, you see the door open, and you see not one, but three drow show up and begin to aim their crossbows at those near the cell door.
When they do that, I will use halfling nimbleness to move through the dwarf's character space, and then I will pickpocket the one closest. I assume I'm still hidden, right?
Yes.
I'm just standing off.
And I'm gonna use lucky. I'm gonna use lucky to re-roll that.
Okay.
The guy in front of me.
Yeah, 20.
Nice.
Sweet.
Heyo.
Save me, magician.
Okay.
All right. So, what do I get?
I would say you are able to pull surprisingly enough a little tile out of his pocket. It is a multicolored mosaic tile with a glazed surface.
The randomest shit NPCs have in their pocket, man.
Right?
So not like the key, just a mosaic tile?
Just a mosaic tile. Unfortunately, it seems like the one with the key is the one that stood away from the door, so.
Grandmother gave him that on her deathbed, you monster.
Alright, so.
If I can ask Flaffle something really quick. So, did you say whoever can understand Draconic rules advantage on their next attack? Is that correct?
Oh, no, it's everybody.
Okay.
All my allies roll advantage on all my enemies.
Which, this big motherfucker is...
That can hear me.
Is his enemy.
Yes.
Can these guys hear him?
Yes.
The enemies?
It's within 10 feet.
Damn.
That drow can hear you within 10 feet.
Wow. Well, he is an enemy.
I am... Do I want to do it? Do I want to do it? You said this guy in front of me is small, right?
Correct.
I am going to leap over him and try to disarm this guy.
Okay.
Have they even opened the cell door yet?
They have
not. Yes, they have.
Nope.
I thought you had.
No, they're aiming through the bars with crossbows.
They just approached the door.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. I'm still going to try to disarm him.
Just I'm sure a
crossbow
can
fit sideways through a fucking 6-inch.
1 second.
Just one of those scenes where it's just like, puts both arms through, wiggles them around.
Alright, hey, so.
I'm nimble as fuck.
As you go to do that, I would say this drow would see you. However, I will have you make an unarmed attack roll.
Oh, no, it's not. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. You are able to pull. You grab his crossbow. You're able to grab the crossbow bolt out of its loading mechanism before you are then... let's see if this hits. That does hit, and that is a natural 20.
Wait, do I have it? Do I have it? Let's see here.
Can Grim try to put himself between us?
Oh
my god.
I would say because of this quick interaction, Grim starts to move as the bolt is shot.
Okay. Shit.
Ruin, you fall unconscious.
I immediately, seeing this, I immediately let go of the big guy and sprint through the crowd to try to stabilize her.
I'm just standing there kind of laughing, holding Flaffle, and I just say, I'm not going to help you because you won't learn anything if I do.
That's the spirit.
Oh my god.
Hulkman, in a panic, I am an Azimar. I'm going to panically try to use my curse to heal her with curse. Does it work? My healing hands, the Azimar ability trait.
It does.
As I panic and I whisper under my breath in Undercommon, I'm very sorry for this. And I heal her. It leaves a small little black mark.
Okay. You are stabilized.
Yes, one hit point. That's what it is.
You then see Turvy, Topsy, Jimjar, Shushar, Ront, Darendel, Bupido, all immediately fall unconscious. Wow. For those of you that are looking out, you see a puff of what looks to be black magic. Spiders begin to crawl up from the ground. As you see, for those of you that are familiar with drow culture, especially Sereth, Ivan, and Kazad, Mistress Ilvara shows up behind what looks to be a drow with many scars on his face.
Under his breath, he whispers, fuck, we're dead.
I just kind of let out a long, suffering sigh and just kind of slightly, politely bow my head to her and go, Mistress. The entire time I'm still holding Flaffle away from everyone.
You traitor. Don't let me go.
He's just turned into a stuffed animal at this point.
So, the only ones still up right now are Eldith, Merlette, Ruin, Kazad, Flaffle, Shampra, Tikal, Stool, and Sereth.
What about me? Am I asleep?
And Ivan. Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. Ivan is also awake.
Is Grim awake?
Grim is awake, as is Mr. Bingo. But it looks like the other 10 are, or the other 8 are asleep. If I could do math correctly.
I was like, there's some people in here that I have not seen.
I don't know why I cannot grab this, which is upsetting me. However, yes. You hear her voice basically echo out amongst the entire chamber. For our players, you see this right here walk up to you. My. Caused quite a commotion, have we? Not even the first night has gone by. And there's already a fight. You see as two more drow exit that door. One in what looks to be acolyte robes. And another very, very similar to Jorlin here. Well, what happened?
It's very cramped.
That big guy tried to kill me.
He did.
Nope. Yes. Fluffle is lying.
He was just lying entirely. He was just going a little, he was just a little stir crazy. We haven't been out of these cells in a while. You know how.
No, he was just crazy.
Fresh air.
You've locked us in here with an animal.
I believe what happened was a failure to communicate. And I just kind of look at Flapple and just kind of stare at him for a minute. I just kind of mouth to him, play along. And I look back at her and I go, the situation clearly has more or less been contained. And we apologize for troubling you.
That guy said.
Such manners coming from you. Seth, anything you'd like to say? I need you all to step to the walls, please.
I'm a drag ruin.
I'm kind of...
to the wall.
I'm kind of already against the wall, still holding Flapple.
Hey, hold me closer to the wall.
I absolutely do that. I'm like holding him out to the side with my arm like up against the wall.
Flapple's sister with like his arms and legs splayed out in like mid-jumping jack.
Door cell then opens. Jorlin begins to walk in. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Champer does kind of like, he is near the wall, but he's going to kind of like stand near Darren Dale's body inquisitively with something ready to say when she approaches.
Okay. She walks in. Tell me, who started this?
This guy, right
here, big fella.
Yeah, I'm kind of gonna nod over towards the big guy that's laying unconscious on the floor.
Are you sure?
Yes, he almost ripped my arm off.
You sure it wasn't him? And points over to Shushar.
Ow.
Or I don't even know who he is.
This one. And this... kicks at Bupido's body.
No.
I don't know who he is either.
She looks back. Going to step forward. Technically, I caused it. I attacked the big man who pushed him to attack others around him.
When you this happens, Merlin's gonna reach out and try to pickpocket her.
So the cell door is open now?
The cell door is open. However, I can't move them for whatever reason. But there are two more what look to be highly, highly armed and very deadly drow standing where this ping is.
Okay.
You do also begin to see another creature begin to walk up.
Hulk.
Yes.
While the door is open and she's in here, can I subtly try to see if my guidance cantrip works?
Okay, make a sleight of hand check for me.
Please don't fuck me, roll. Please. That is a 19.
You go to cast a spell. You hide the incantation as best you can, and unfortunately nothing happens.
A bit, his shoulders slouch just a little bit. Perks up.
Well then.
Do we roll for
would I pick...
Yes.
Yeah. Would I be able to see him attempting to pickpocket?
Make a perception check.
That's funny.
You do.
As I see him go to do that, can I damn it. Alright, fuck it. Tiku goes into a panic. Just starts spazzing. Oh my god, you gotta get that guy. He's scared. Like, he said I was next. I don't know what to do. And he just starts spazzing all over the cell and just like flailing his arms around, trying to draw attention to himself.
The guard standing next to you kind of looks at you and is going to make an attack roll with its crossbow at you.
No.
The moment that happens, I want to just kind of look at Flapple and just whisper, go for the eyes, little guy, and I want to throw him at the drow matriarch.
Wait, what?
Because of all this, do I get advantage?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did my distraction work at all? Because, I mean, I am about to get shot.
She has not taken her eyes off of Ivan.
21.
She gets smacked in the side of the face with a kobold.
I didn't think we were gonna be going up against her tonight.
If we're all gonna I'm not going to do that. I haven't done the roll yet, so I'll just let it happen. I'll just let it play out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I cover my boys back.
You do or do not throw?
I'm not throwing Flapple yet.
Yep.
Very well.
But if things get bad, I am absolutely eating that fucking kobold at someone's face.
Merlet. Even though you are hidden, you go to reach into the pocket, and you see Joel in here look over at you, see what you're doing, and wink at you.
Which one again? Oh my gosh.
The big guy, the scarred guy, the really scarred guy.
Yeah, the really scarred guy.
Oddly nicer to us.
Oh wait, that was the guy that laughed at my joke.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna put my hand back before I get it chopped off or something.
Ivaru speaks up once again. Ivan. You just can't leave well enough alone, can you?
I like to spark contention.
I see that. Seems as do the rest of you.
No.
Am I getting shot here?
Ivan. I need you to heal your friend there.
I need permission to use magic.
Very well. Go ahead.
All right, above table. I need some decisions here. I can cast command on one of the guards to shoot the other guard.
I have the tools I need to
think. Yeah,
maybe
to get out.
With
I say with let's the, not
with the arrow. Yeah. With the arrow, I have the I can possibly pick
already.
Lock.
Down.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm about to get shot. By the way, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Given the fact that one of our party is already down and another one is about to go down, let's probably not do something to provoke confrontation.
Yeah, she's not down. I healed her.
You have one hit point that counts right now.
Okay. Ivan will check to see if his magic is working. And then he'll point which one.
Oh, the one behind you. You know, the...
Ront?
The Forest Walker.
Or... Oh. Okay. He'll step over and look to the rest of the party. And... he is going to cast Cure Wounds. But Hulk... Can I attempt to quickly cast Sanctuary on him as well?
You may.
Very well. I'm burning both my spell slots for this. As I place two hands, one being Cure Wounds and the other being Sanctuary, I heal him for... Well, I'm a Grave Domain, so he heals for 8 plus 4, so that's 9, 10, 11, 12 points of healing.
As soon as you go to cast the Sanctuary, you hear a snap. I said heal only. Now that I have allowed and granted you the ability to use life, you now get to choose which one dies.
Ivan's soul inflamed in rage. This is the same crap they've been doing to Ivan for so very, very, very long. Ivan will walk over to the older man, knowing how he's made this decision before, and he'll look down and go...
Hey, kill the big guy!
No.
I just kind of like shake Flaffle a little bit and just kind of whisper, shut up.
Yes, little red one, shut the fuck up, please. Are you sure this one?
Yes.
Very well. We will come by to collect him in an hour or so. And at that time, you choose another. And for every time you step out of line, another one in this cell dies. Do not mistake me, Ivan. You or any one of this cell are just pawns.
So. Okay, pawn here, sorry, Shampra. The Prince Darendel, he seems very sick. I just didn't know when to say it. Sorry, it's awkward.
In the head.
Yeah, like, it's not like normal. I know normal sick. This is weird.
Ivan's just
gonna... not the other one that's getting sick down here. You're in the Underdark. What do you expect? So, Joran, be a doll and clean up the mess, will you? Come, Aisha, sure. Let us be on our way. She blows a kiss at Ivan. As she walks by, she pats Kazad on the shoulder. Good boy.
He just kind of nods his head. He doesn't say anything.
So if she like, comes near, Flapple does kind of like grit his teeth.
All she does is chuckle and smile. Come now. My food is getting cold. It took way longer than I thought it needed to. Good night. May you see morning.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. If you like the story so far, leave a like. And if you want to hear more, subscribe. Remember to always check for mimics underneath that bed of yours. We'll see you next time.